Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with RJ here with you for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Brian McTaggart, 14 hours ago, tweeted this, Lance. Warnings have been issued to both benches after Maldonado and Caballero exchanged words and benches emptied. The Astros and Mariners are going to fight eventually, right? There is no question. If it was last year or the year or previous years where they play 19 times, there is zero chance that they wouldn't fight. They would have to fight because Scott Servais is one of the worst manager, most
Servais is one of the most irritating bullies in baseball.
Yeah,
that's what he is.
He's an agitator.
He's an agitator.
Yeah,
what he is.
Yeah, he absolutely is. And there would be no question. Now, just facing him 12 times or 13 times, whatever it is this year, I think the chances are less. But you still are going to have to put these people in their place. There's no question. Put Scott Servais in his place.
It's this has been going on for several years now.
I really dislike who. I mean, I guess the Rangers are supposed to be the Astros' main arch enemy in the division, but nah. I Seattle. I really dislike that team.
Yeah, it's Seattle.
Now the Rangers are pretty good. They're good this year. They're actually good this year, and that's going to be. And it's for the first time in a long time. Well, we'll see if the Astros are good this year because they're not good right now. When you have it is literally Tim Bogart batting second and Adam Everett batting fourth for this team. It is actually, it's worse than those two. It's actually worse. Alex Bregman is not catching it nearly enough.
Alex Bregman's hitting. I mean, you look at the slugging percentage. You know, you have three of your first four hitters yesterday in the lineup are hitting under 700 with slug. I mean, not slugging, an OPS. An OPS of under 700 for three of your first four hitters?
That is
insane. I've never seen anything like that. Like, this is your first four hitters, Jeremy Pena deeper in the lineup. So you've got Dubon, who, by the way, while Dubon may have had a nice little hitting streak, you know.
No, he's back to being Dubon.
Yeah, and his slugging percentage, his OPS is very, very low, relatively speaking.
For 668.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you've,
for your leadoff hitter.
Mm-hmm. And we've already discussed
Bregman's 642.
This is really
true. Abreu 534.
It's really starting to sink in that this probably isn't going to change. I know everyone just says he's in a, maybe he's just in a funk. Maybe this is, hopefully this is, but even when you're in a funk, you will show signs of power. You know, you'll have one long home run, you strike out a bunch or whatever. We've seen with Jake Myers, where Jake Myers strikes out all the time, but then all of a sudden he'll do, and that's what a young player looks like, right? Who goes into a funk and then he has a hot streak for a weekend. Abreu never has a hot streak. He never shows any signs of power. He's not a good defensive first baseman.
No.
And 3 years
of this.
It's really sinking in.
No, he's going
to
get better.
This is hard enough to see this is hard enough to watch for a season. 3 years of this, and Dusty has got to minimize this. He has got to minimize this by moving him back in the lineup. Just take attention off of. It's actually not fair to him. Because the fan base is going to – Dusty's doing a disservice to Abreu by keeping him in the four hole.
Well, Apparently, we've got word through word, We got word through word that they found something with Abreu's swing, and that Alex Cintron is going to be able to get him out of this thing.
Okay, we'll
see.
Find out.
We'll see if he's able to. He had a double yesterday. He also had an error. You know what? He is the face of this right now. He is going to be the. He is going to be the face of futility for Houston sports. Jose Abreu. He's got a target on his back right now. Every single tweet about. He's really bad. He's really, really, really bad.
Right.
He can't pull himself out of this. He can, and we'll see. Hopefully, he does. He shouldn't be in the four hole while he's doing it, though. But Alex Bregman, I get it. Alex Bregman starts slow. It's like we just get used to it. It's what it is. It is what it is. But it's about time to start pulling out of it. And oh, by the way, when Altuve's gone, Alex Bregman, who is a veteran, who is a leader of this team, who is a $35 million guy this year, Alex Bregman needs to step up when chips are down. And he's done the exact opposite.
Yeah.
He's done the exact opposite.
Yeah.
Now, it's early. We're 34 games into this thing.
Well, but he had two seasons of doing this.
Yeah.
So it's early, but this is troubling just because we've seen this in the background where it lasted a long, long time. Lasted for all of 20, which, you had a shortened 20. So it lasted for a shortened 20, all of 2021, and half of 2022. That was a long run.
Yeah.
You can't just have a good half season over a three-year span and think everything's fine. So, he needs to snap out of it. And, yes, offensively, you put some runs on the board. The bullpen let you down a little bit, obviously, on your loss on Saturday. So
the bullpen let you down Friday with Abreu giving up a run in the eighth, and Kyle Tucker bailed you out with the two-run home run
right.
to win the game, which was nice. But giving up that Abreu giving up a run, that was hard. Montero, everybody was on Montero. There were two infield hits. Guys are running into each other. It was Crawford had a nice hit to clear the bases, but first of all, the walk was a killer, and then two infield hits. It wasn't like he was banged around the park. He just couldn't get that last out, which was just a killer. And then Stanek just put fire on the whole thing. And then you scored two more runs, which was, oh, my goodness. So if you could have just held – if Stanek could have come in and just held him down, but he blew up as well. The bullpen let you down, but the bullpen has been spectacular. Stuff happens. But yesterday, scoring one run, Bielak, 10 hits. Goodness gracious. He gives up 10 hits and two walks in 4 2/3 innings. There was traffic all over the place, and he was luckily able to get out of there with just two earned runs. You had another the Abreu error that killed you, that gave up a run. But for all of as bad as he was, as much as they hit him around the park, he kept you in the ballgame. You're not going to win any game. One run. I mean, if you give up three runs, if your starter gives up three runs every game, you're going to win a lot of baseball games. Not with this offense. This offense really, 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 they don't have guys, right? But the guys that they have ain't getting it done. It just ain't getting it done. And it's guys that they need to step up. It's Alex Bregman needs to step up. It's Jeremy Peña needs to step up. I mean, it's how do you keep throwing Maldonado out there? I just don't get it. I know he had a hit. His OPS is five, just barely over 500. This is really, really, really unbelievable. Dusty's lineups are, excuse me, it isn't even 500. It's 496. That's terrible.
At some point, it's going to have to be addressed.
It's
not being addressed. The lineups aren't being addressed. You've got to.
He just keeps throwing the same thing. Keep going. Okay, something's going to change.
Yeah, but
nothing's going to change.
Well, but how strange is that for a guy who had the most unique lineups? Like literally, the most different line. What is 130 of his 162? There was a different lineup. There's only same lineup.
Well, this
32
is true. He just keeps bringing Corey Jolkston, Pena, but he keeps the top of the order the same, and it's just. Dubon's not the leadoff hitter anymore. Put Jeremy Peña back up there, or put Bregman up there and put Peña second. Do something different. Do something different. And get Abreu out of the four hole. Put Tucker in the four hole. I mean, it's ridiculous that Kyle Tucker has to sit behind and out every single time.
I know. It's time for some guys to get healthy, but it is what it is. You can't there's only so much you could do. Now, bright spot that we haven't talked about is J.P. France had a great start.
He did have a good start.
J.P. France was really, really good for you on Saturday. Really, really good. Bielak, not so much. He looked like a Brandon Bielak. But J.P. France was good, and you're going to have that. I did see some talk about, you know, just from fans. I don't think there's any chance there's ever going to be a Trevor Bauer at the Astros. I saw some talk, and to me, like, if you don't
like...
We talked
about this last week. There was a lot of talk about it.
Well, I know, but it's increasing because, okay, that's it. You've lost these guys. You're starting to lose. You can't get it back on. Basically, it was, okay, well, we have morals until things get tough, and then you put your morals away. That's not how it works.
No.
You either, this is what you stand for, and that's what you stand for. And the Astros have already stood against it with, or they've already had to face
what
it with
Osuna. What's the line
Osuna?
In that commercial? You can't see integrity until you can, or something like that.
Is it a car?
No.
Does Matthew McConaughey say it
while
driving?
No.
Driving a Buick?
No, it was for a guy who gave his life for our country.
And it's a commercial?
Yeah. It's for I forget. Somebody tweet us what that is about. Anyway, you can't see character until you and listen. The Astros ain't signing Trevor Bauer. Stop already.
No, stop already.
That's not happening. All right. I'd rather put up with Brandon Bielak every
cheated,
fifth day.
The team that signed Osuna, they're not going to do that.
No, especially with McCullers is actually going to come back. He's actually throwing off a
plus, I don't know that the players like him.
No.
There's a reason he's not in the league. I don't know that any players like him.
No, I don't know that any team could pick him up.
I think the locker rooms don't like him.
No. Don't want him.
Fundamentally, so.
They don't even want him in Japan. You see what he did? You see what he did?
This is really feeling like this. Yeah, I saw. He's already pissed off his closer.
He's pissed off the sword. Yeah, the sword thing.
He's got
thing.
Sword thing. But then his closer tweeted a picture of the two of them out saying that it was his tweet was misunderstood or whatever. So
no,
we'll
it
see.
Wasn't. It was understood. You said it was disrespectful, and it's disrespectful.
It's not
so
disrespectful.
Stop
it's a cool celebration if you want to know what. Personally, when I look at it, I'm like, it's a pretty good celebration. The sheathing of the sword. Whenever
well,
you get
in
a
Japan, you bow when you strike someone out. You don't sheathe your sword. That's not in that country. You don't.
Really? Have you not seen the bat flips in that country?
Oh yeah. Bat flip is fine. You do not.
Why? Because that's not disrespectful.
And then you bow
to
take
your bat and to swing it around like a helicopter and throw it as far as you can into the outfield.
No, you.
Oh,
bat
but
flip.
The sword.
Yeah.
The sword is too much.
Yes, way too
but
much.
But the bat flips.
Oh,
they
no,
do.
No, no, no. You bow to your opponent when you strike him out. That's what you do, okay? No. I still respect you and have what love for you. Otherwise, he'll have to kill himself.
No, Trevor Bauer okay. Saying, I don't respect you. I'm just here for...
That's why
I'm just
why
here
Trevor Bauer.
Until an MLB team comes and gets me.
Maybe it's okay in that country that you do what Trevor Bauer did. It's not okay in this country, okay? You're not working here. You're just not working. And you're not working in the city of Houston. The whole Trevor Bauer thing, let's stop already. Stop. As if there wasn't a pall over this organization when they got Osuna. Okay, you ain't doing that with this.
No.
They got rid of the minor leaguer as soon as he did that. They got rid of Julio Lugo as soon as he had his issue. Then they signed Osuna and regretted that. It got, what's his name, who's screaming, the assistant general manager who's screaming at Allison Footer and the women in the locker room. It got him fired.
Brandon Taubman.
Yeah, Taubman. Mm-hmm. It got him fired. I mean, there's zero chance that they sign Trevor Bauer. Zero. And if they did, it would be there would be another, especially after the toxic organization that the atmosphere that Jeff Luhnow created here to win at all costs.
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen. The bigger concern for me right now is we know that's not going to happen. The bigger concern, however, for me is that you've got. This is just looking like a year where it's just not going to be your year. And I hate to say it this early, and Pitt fans will say I'm being blah, blah, blah. But I remember when it happened in 2000. I remember when you could tell early on you're moving. There was all this excitement about moving into to Enron Field at the time. And then, you know, Craig Biggio tore his knee up. Lima couldn't get anybody out in the park. It was all this excitement from the year before. And then you had with Lima and his 20 wins and just – you're going into a new park, and it just was
awful.
It was just bad. And in 21, you were fine. It was an outlier season. Now, all of a sudden,
2001.
Garcia, 2001. Now, Garcia's out for the year with the Tommy John. You've got Urquidy, you know, still out. Lance McCullers hasn't even been able to. He didn't even do anything after the postseason and got hurt.
Yeah.
You know, Altuve, it's just looking like a jinx
Brantley,
season.
Chaz. I mean, it's just.
Yeah, Chaz goes blind, goes legally blind for a while. And Brantley just is still hurt. I mean, Brantley is. Well, he's not still hurt, but I mean, Brantley's just coming back, but it's taking forever. And it's just one of those seasons. Now all of a sudden, Bregman can't hit, and you sign Jose Abreu, and he's terrible. He stinks. And it's looking like just an off year. But what concerns me, I'm not going to keep staying on the Bagwell thing, but hopefully lessons were learned about making contracts without true general managers and trying to go old school. We got too much analytics going with these World Series appearances. We got to get back to real baseball people making baseball moves, like signing 36-year-olds to 3-year deals. Can you imagine having to watch this? This does feel like an old school Astro move. Like, this is Abreu signing. Feels gross, and you're going to have to watch him for the not just the rest of this year, for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
I'm sure the bat speed will get much faster when he's 37.
All right, we got a break. No. The guy who tweeted last week that this is this is exactly what Jim Crane doesn't want, the last 3 years of a 10-year deal, is exactly what you got.
That was Jackie.
Was it
Jackie Goss sent it? Yes, it was Jackie. He was revisiting that again, and he's right. This is what you're getting. This is what it looks like at age 36, 36, 7, and 8.
When you don't in the last 3 years of a 10-year deal, because most guys are free agents at 28. Right. You got the last 3 years at almost $20 million a year. Unbelievable. All right, we got to break it. Hey, listen, golf. Hey, did you watch golf this week? Did you watch any golf this weekend? If you did, then you're like, holy crap. Well, it's raining. Where am I going to go play? I've got the itch. I want to go play. I know where you're going to go play. You're going to go play at T-Box, Texas. T-Box in the League City, Kima area down there. It is awesome. 8 bays where you can get your golf on during the day. You go instead of, you know, you can work there. They've got Wi-Fi where you can work while you're on your computer, and you can play in between being hit balls. I'm playing, I'm working. Or you can go in with your buddies and have a good time, or you can join one of the leagues, or you can have a party there, or you can meet there with a bunch of people. You can grab a couple of bays. It's kind of like bowling alley only for golf, in which everybody can sit around. You don't have to be able to play. You can sit there and drink and watch games or whatever, congregate, have fun, and while people are hitting. I don't want to say it's like Top Golf, because it's actually inside with simulators where you're actually playing, as opposed to Top Golf where you're just hitting it into a bunch of circles. It's awesome. If you haven't been there, go to tboxtexas.com, find out where it's at. Get yourself set up for a party or whatever. T-Box, TEEBoxTexas.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Hey, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5, 92.5, 713-780-3776. The number to get in here. If you want to hang out with us, you're more than welcome to do that. You've got thoughts. We're going to play What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? We're going to be playing that at 7:45. So get yours ready. What is it that you learned? Doesn't matter what it is. It can be non-sports related. Actually, we like it if it's non-sports related, if you want to know the truth. That's pretty cool. So 713-780-3776 is the number to hang with us. Let's get Coach AJ in here. Hey, Coach AJ, what's going on?
Hey, John, what's going on, man?
How you doing, buddy?
Lance, what's happening, bro?
How we doing?
All right, man. Two things. First thing is, John, I know you like golf, so we have an annual golf tournament today at the Golf Club of Houston. My pastor, Pastor Timothy Sloan, is having a golf tournament to raise money for our STEM program to send young people, give them some stimulation. Academically, that is. So 12:30 today, man. Get your listeners to come on out there to Old Duffer's with the big checks to come on out there and play golf.
You got spots open in the tournament, is what you're saying?
No, well, you know, I don't know the golf lingo, you know, the foursome, you know, go out there and play golf and raise money for young people through our church.
I gotcha. Okay, at the Golf Club of Houston. Got it. So there you have it, listeners. Get on out there. Hang out. I don't know if you can play or what, but that's not really how it works, AJ, but you just don't go out there to just hang out. But we appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. I don't know. You got to do that in advance, AJ. You got to, yeah. I mean, if anybody wants to just show up and help out, even that's just not how it works, AJ. I just appreciate the effort, but let's get Roger in here. Hey, Roger, what's going on?
Good morning, fellas. You guys are crushing it, man. It's all exactly what I was talking about. But I had like a question. Do you remember when we had Miles Straw playing center field and Click got rid of Straw and he traded him, kind of pissed Dusty off a little bit, and he kept on playing the same person in center field, even though we knew it wasn't the right thing to do? And my thing is maybe he's kind of like doing the same thing with Abreu. How many off days has Abreu had? Y'all guys know the answer to that?
It doesn't feel like many. It feels like he's the iron horse. It's like Abreu plays every game.
Right.
Always.
He had a day off the other day. Hensley played first base.
Yeah. On Saturday?
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, he needs, well, it's not only him.
Many, though.
Maldonado is the one who needs time off. It really, I mean, Dusty, no, he does. You know, he's right about Straw. They had to get rid of him. Click just said, I got to get rid of him. I can't keep putting him out. Dusty will just keep putting him out there. I just got to get rid of him.
This is really Dusty's job. Like, look, I love Dusty. You know, sometimes you complain about that, like with every manager, what they do with bullpen, what they do with starting lineups. Mm-hmm. That's how this works. Mm-hmm. You know, it's 162 games. You're going to complain about some things. This isn't just a complaint. Dusty has got to manage this. When you have guys who are not hitting, you got to manage it because, you know, these games are going to be more important. This is not, you know, this has the makings of not being, hey, it's early in the season. There's serious injuries that have taken place now. The wins are going to be much harder this year. It just is. If you don't believe that, you're going to find that out. Because Garcia's gone for the year. Urquidy's hurt. Lance McCullers is hurt again. Altuve's not coming back for a little while, though it feels like it's coming along a little bit faster. The wins are going to be much more important this year. They're going to be harder to come by. So I think Dusty needs to recognize that he's going to have to make a better effort to start to manage for wins as opposed to manage to get somebody out of a quote-unquote slump. Dusty's going to have to start trying to mix and match the lineup to start trying to create more runs because I think it's going to be an issue. And the Abreu thing looks like an issue right now. Maybe they found something. Hopefully they did. Hopefully we're talking about what an unbelievable job Alex Cintron is doing to get him out of the slump. But we know what Maldonado is. This is who he is. Great defense, bad hitting, always up when men are in scoring position. Right now, we know that Abreu right now looks like a shell of himself. He's gonna have to start making. Dubon is becoming Dubon again, and Alex Bregman is off to another slow start, like every year of his career. Dusty's going to have to take this information and start to make some changes. And I don't want to hear about he's going to hurt people's feelings. Do you think a 70-something-year-old man cares about hurting people's feelings? Every 70-year-old I've ever met doesn't care.
He does.
They basically say, F your feelings. Well, they'll tell you things you don't want to hear because they don't care anymore. Where's that Dusty? I need the 70-something-year-old Dusty, the 70-something-year-old man who doesn't care what anyone thinks.
Yeah, no, Dusty's not that guy. Dusty is old school union where you've been around, you are going to be in the lineup, we are going to bat you fourth.
He does feel like a union man.
He's a union guy. No, he is absolutely pro-veteran, anti-rookie. Well, you know what? If you've got an extra year, a year over another guy in the league, damn it, you've got seniority, you've got priority.
Okay. Then what's the excuse for Dubon?
Dubon's been around.
He's been around, but he's not like a veteran. Well, I guess he's more veteran than Peña in terms of time spent in the league. I'm with you. I want Peña leading off right now. How about that? Let's just see what happens. Let's just see what it looks like.
Peña, he started the season leading off. Peña's best in the two hole. Lead Bregman off.
Yeah.
Lead Bregman off. Put Peña in the two hole. Put Jordan on third. Put Tucker fourth. Oh, no, you can't have back-to-back lefties. Oh, my gosh. Like, who would you rather have up in a situation? Kyle Tucker against a lefty or Jose Abreu against a lefty?
It's not even arguable.
It's not even arguable. And you're wasting Jordan at bats. Jordan hits because Abreu is up right after him. It is just terrible. Can we stop already? Oh, my goodness. It's maddening watching this team when you know how good they are and how good they've been.
Yeah, but they're not good. They're not good right now.
They're not good.
They're not good.
It's not really good. But you know what? It's 34-34. This is where we're going to look back and somebody will put the tombstone out. Okay, oh, this is it. It's over. They put the tombstone out. And you remember the tombstone team?
Yeah,
They turned it around as soon as the tombstone came out.
I don't know. This is, like I said, I know that people will go to that, but this feels way different because the injuries are stacking up. One of them's out for the year. It's not that crazy for this to happen. You win something and you take a step back. Like, it's not like we haven't seen this. You know, the Astros have played 34 games, and guess how many games that Abreu has played? He's been involved in 34 games. So while he may have come out, you know, was he DH? And I have to check. Did he come into a game, sub into a game? He's played in all 34 games.
Well, he might have been the other day. Hensley played first, and he might have DH. That's probably what happened. Well, you can't get
him out.
Well,
why would you not DH?
Why would
you not DH? You
can't get him out of the lineup. You can't get him out of the lineup. So, no. Absolutely.
Who's got the most at-bats on the team?
Most at-bats on the team should be Bregman.
That's Abreu.
It's Abreu.
Yeah, because Bregman's going to have more walks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's got most plate
Bregman's
appearances?
Got 20. The most PAs are going to be 151 for Bregman.
Mm-hmm.
And for Abreu, it is 142. Yeah. So he's got 8 walks at 32 strikeouts. Bregman's got 23 walks at 17 strikeouts. You really should. And now, listen, Peña's way worse than Abreu. Peña's got 37 punch-outs in 134 at-bats. It's not been great. With 5 walks.
No.
His on-base percentage is 294. I mean, I think Bregman is the guy you probably want to lead off because he's got plate discipline. He can get some walks. See what happens with Peña behind him at 2. And you're right. We can't worry about left-right. Let's just start. Dust needs to just start making some changes. We got to break it here. There's still a lot to get to. We had Kentucky Derby winner we'll tell you about. We had which James would show up. Was it the James from Game 1 or the James Harden from Game 2 and Game 3? An interesting James Harden came to the show yesterday, and we will get to that as well. I feel like we need to get to that because now the word is that it looks inevitable that James Harden is going to be, based on the whispers around the league, according to league writers, that James Harden will be a rock.
No, it's a foregone conclusion.
Yeah.
All right, 7:30 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Right now I'm talking about hair. I'm talking about the beautifulness that is hair, that you're having hair. Listen, it's maddening. It's awful. It's you feel like you get self-conscious about your hair. You hate that, you know, everybody wants to have, you see, hey, beautiful, long, flowing, wonderful, thick hair, and you're like, I'm pretty jealous of that. I that's what I want. Well, if you go to see Doc Linville, that's what you can have. The neo-grafting is a process that's second to none. He also does the PRP, where he mixes up your blood and stimulates the growth of your own hair, but he can move the hair, and that's a little bit cheaper. It's obviously a lot less work, so it's going to be, it's going to be easier to do. But when you get the neo-grafting, it's pretty easy as well. He's got an anesthetic that lasts 3 days now, so, you know, you're not even going to have the after effects. And by the time that the anesthetic wears off, so is any of the issues that you might have had anyway. So it's a great process. It's the best process that you possibly have. I'm telling you, if you're looking for the best way to get hair, 975hair.com. It's wonderful. Tell Doc Linville that you heard it right here. Get your free evaluation because you're a 975 listener at 975hair.com.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Quickly, because we got more callers that want to get in here and talk about the Astros, because we don't give a rat's ass. But James Harden, apparently the word out on the street is that James Harden, it's a lock that he's coming back. I don't know. I don't have any insight in this from the Rockets organization.
I'll wait till you What do you say?
Was this weekend not typical James Harden? Friday night, they wanted his head. There were fans. There was a fan. It was like, get rid of. He was awful. He was James Simmons.
Two games in a row, though.
Passing up shots.
Oh,
passing
he was
up
scared
layups,
of the three. No.
Throwing the ball. Yeah. Throwing the ball away.
Boy, it looked like James Harden.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? It was playoff James.
It was playoff James. And then yesterday?
Yesterday. And you know what? From the very beginning, just like in game one, from the very beginning, James was strong. I give him credit. Like, he could have easily crumbled for a third straight game, cementing his legacy as playoff James. And instead,
he's elimination James.
He still has a...
And playoff James is good. Elimination James isn't.
Not good.
No.
Playoff James is inconsistent. He has good games and bad games. Even in the games that you're talking about, it's not good.
Oh, Jeff Van Gundy right now is turning over in his car. He's like, Lance, go look at how do you get as far as the Rockets did or
you can
without
say that.
James Harden
I've
being
already
good.
I've done all the stats on it. His shooting goes way down in the playoffs, period. Elimination game or not. It's like his shooting percentage drops significantly. Especially three-point percentage in the playoffs. I've had these arguments on Twitter with people. So you can go look at him at basketballreference.com, but he's not a good shooter in the playoffs. It goes down. All of his key statistics they go down from what the regular season was, which is the opposite of Tracy McGrady. That's the one Jeff Van Gundy used to fight you over is Tracy McGrady, because all of his key metrics went up in the playoffs, and yet he was blamed for everything all the time. But James Harden came up with a huge game. I mean, a huge game yesterday. Big shots, big closing fourth quarter, big shots in the playoff in the overtime. Great game for James. He's had a great game in one, great game in four, terrible games two and three. And it seems like there's way more spotlight on him than the MVP. Joel Embiid is back, and it's like all the spotlight is on James because of his history, you know. And so now people are keeping an eye on him. And it seems like there's additional pressure on him when the reality is Joel Embiid is the MVP. And Joel Embiid had an okay game yesterday, but he had, you know, he got blocked. It was a good, very, very good play under the basket from, Celtics, big man.
Horford?
Horford, I call him Tito Horford's son. He had a really good block there. At first it just looked like he was a spaz, he being Embiid, and then it's actually a really good play.
So all of that aside, James Harden coming back here. Apparently, it's a foregone conclusion. Apparently, it's a done deal. What do you pay him though? My goodness, this is going to be a you're paying. Are you paying him for
on the heels
what
of
he
a
did before? Are you paying him like a star, or are you paying him like a guy at the end of his contract? Now, you know what James is shooting this postseason right now?
Well, he was 5 of 23 from 3 headed into in games 2 and 3, so I have no idea.
He's shooting 42% this point from 3.
From 3.
42%.
But that's strange. He was 5 of 23 losses.
He was great before that.
Game 1.
Yeah, but this postseason he is 42%, 3.6 made at 8.6 attempts. This is the best that he shot in the postseason from three ever.
Yeah, it's
ever.
Not good. I mean, like I said,
no,
I've 42%
is great. What do you mean?
No, historically, not good. He's not good in the postseason as a shooter. but he's been on the best teams most of the time until he gets to until he gets to Golden State Warriors. But this is really setting up for James in an elimination game to quiet the narrative.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, elimination. Or, if they get to game seven here, how is James going to play in game seven?
Well, he's got to have, like, he needs to win this series.
If they get to an elimination game seven, how is James going to play?
I don't know. We'll see.
Is he going to keep his elimination James streak alive?
I thought yesterday was a chance for him to just go in a tank and just everyone to just say, okay, his legacy is cemented. But the reality is he did the exact opposite. He was fantastic. Yeah. He was really, really good.
No, and he hit the game winner.
Looked extremely confident as opposed to the game prior. Looked really confident, wasn't passing up shots. So it was a good game for him. And, you know, we talk more about him because James is from here. When I say from here, he didn't start his career here. He didn't go to school here. But he spent the formative years with the Houston Rockets, won an MVP here. I do have questions I'd love to just ask Tillman. Like, if James does come back, was Udoka asked about James in the process of interview? Was he asked if he would be okay with that? Does Udoka have a say-so in what the roster composition is going to look like? I would assume if he has to try to turn this around, he knows what it wants. What does he think about James? Like, I'd like to know the real answers, not whatever we're going to get. You know what I'm saying?
If you're a coach, well, listen, James isn't going to have the same cachet that he had before. He's not going to be able to fire the coach like he was able to do before. But Ime Udoka has so much leeway right now, especially with this contract. And, you know, what coach wouldn't? Okay, do you want Kevin Porter every day, or do you want James Harden every day?
No, I'd probably rather have Harden, because at this point, you can say what you want about Harden or strip clubs. You know, it's just kind of reiterated. He's a TMZ between series at a strip club. Like, James is never going to put the focus on the game that you want him to. He's always going to be, his life is his life. The playoffs are the playoffs, or the game is a game. But he's never going to get the two mixed up. He's going to continue to do this stuff. That's not, if you're hoping that James all of a sudden becomes this guy who's locked into the playoffs, that's never who he's going to be. But I would ask you this, if that's a concern, and it's a concern for me with a young team, but what I see is a young team who doesn't, with Kevin Porter Jr. there at the point guard, I don't see any focus and consideration for getting better as it pertains to accountability and all that. So what's the difference?
Well, this looks like
I'd rather have better basketball if there's not going
to
be a difference.
This looks like a Jose Abreu deal to me. Mm. Okay. This looks like
could be.
It could well be. An older player who's lost a step.
Beltran?
It could be a
part two?
It could well be a Beltran. It could well be. But, yeah, he's supposed to take
but he's better
James
than
Harden
those.
Taking over a leadership role is just crazy.
I know.
It's just crazy.
But he does have some games still left.
No, he has some game left.
It's not as consistent.
But it's going to fall off, and it's going to fall off in a hurry.
Yeah,
when it does fall
if he
off.
Doesn't stay in shape, it's going to be a big problem.
It's going to be a huge problem.
And it's going to start turning into soft tissue injuries. But what we have seen right now, you know, it looked good. But I don't – James part two scares me, because I don't want it to be like last time, because that's not who he is now. He's not that consistent as a player. And frankly, I want to see this team become – accountable, like I want to see it become a hard-nosed, accountable team. That's not James Harden at all.
Nope. All right, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? That's what we got next. 713-780-3776. Get it together. Get your act together. You guys have been awesome. There's something that you learned about your girlfriend, about your wife. You learned about your kids. There's something that you learned about your team. There's something that you learned about your repairman that came. I don't know. There's something that
your
you learned.
Repairman?
I don't
it
know.
Sounds like we had... The repairman came over?
Well, we don't know.
The plumber came over?
You don't know.
The pizza delivery boy?
I don't know who came over to your
house.
How
come we've had zero female callers ever call on what did you learn this weekend?
Well, yeah, that would be nice if a female did call.
We've never had a female caller learn anything on the weekend ever.
And female, I don't know. They learn stuff. Females learn
stuff
too.
You learn stuff too.
You're
acting
like
they
have learning disabilities or something.
No, I'm saying you don't want to share with us?
Yeah.
You don't want to share what you learned this weekend?
Sharing is caring.
Yeah, 713-780-3776.
All right, if you care about us, females, males, whatever, what did you learn this weekend? One sentence. You get one sentence. That's going to be really hard for females, just one sentence, I think. But 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? You, did you learn anything about tequila?
Not this weekend. I've learned it in the past, though, about Maestro Dobell. One of the first things you learn about Maestro Dobell is that it's smooth. It never has the burn. It never has the, you never make that bad tequila face when you have cheap tequila. You know the face. Never do you hear those words and phrases and noises when you're drinking Maestro de Bell. Maestro de Bell as a sipping tequila is phenomenal. It is smooth. It is well balanced. In terms of how the process that they make the tequila, it creates consistent batches time in and time out. It's 11 generations of tequila makers have been working on Maestro de Bell, and they make it so that you can really enjoy from your margaritas to the different cocktails. The reposada is great with different cocktails. The añejo is phenomenal to drink by itself. Same thing with the Cristalino. The Cristalino is one of the hot. I saw another commercial. I saw another company having a commercial for their Cristalino. You know, Maestro de Bell started the category of Cristalinos. They're the ones that started it. And all the way from Tequila, Mexico, they do it better than anyone else. It's Maestro de Bell. Wherever fine liquors are sold, Maestro de Bell.
This is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Tell them again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait!
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Time to play. It is the game show sweeping the nation. Ever since male golfer, female golfer, and food left, okay, ever since that was retired, this has really swept the nation.
Mm-hmm.
It really has. And it's time for you to get involved at 713-780-3776. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? It's not really a game show per se since you don't win anything, but it is fun and fun for the whole family. Unless Tom is here. Sometimes it's not fun for the whole family. Tom is with us right now. What did you learn this weekend, Tom?
I learned when a woman goes through her second divorce, she gets rebounded really quickly.
She gets, the second divorce makes it, I think, a much easier bounce back, apparently. Much, much easier bounce back.
Well, I mean, she wants to get married.
She's like, wow, whatever. Whatever, let's go. Yeah, getting through the second. See, usually the second marriage is the good one, and that's going to be tougher to bounce back from.
You say as someone who has a second marriage.
Yeah, you too.
Mm-hmm.
You know that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would be devastating if I lost this wife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, yeah, she makes tons of money.
Well, that's not it. It's because of my love for her.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and that probably, right. Yeah.
No, that is it.
Oh, okay,
that's
yeah.
That's it.
I mean, can you imagine how your lifestyle would change?
Not if I get half of hers. Okay, half of her stuff. Okay.
There we go.
Okay. Because she going to pay. Okay.
Cordell and Cordell. If you are Wendy Granato, call Cordell and Cordell. We will keep John from getting your money.
No, you won't. No, you won't, Cordell and Cordell. 713-780-3776. Ocho, ¿qué pasó? ¿Qué aprendiste este fin de semana?
Yeah, I learned that Bryce Harper's first ever major league hit could not be replayed because a Dodgers fan behind home plate pulled his pants down and mooned the camera.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Did you see
nice.
That?
Nice, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Okay. That is great stuff. That's going to be on the bottom 10, right? They're going to have to blur it out, but...
Oh, yeah, probably so.
Had to take Bagwell out from behind home plate one time.
Well, that was down the line, wasn't there? Was it behind? No, it was behind,
right behind home
it
plate.
It wasn't down first baseline?
No, it was
and
right.
And they had
was
a shot
right
of
behind
them.
Home plate. It was when Bags was, you know, but pulling
not
your pants
signing.
Down, you're getting out.
It was when Bags was not signing old first baseman a three-year contract.
Right, it was before Bags got, you
right,
know.
Right.
But yeah, actions behind home plate, mooning behind home plate for... That's going to get you kicked out. And those are expensive seats now. Whoever's tickets those were, and that guy can't have paid for those tickets.
No.
No. He got them It's like when you go to the Masters and you get the badge from family. They say, do not do anything that will lose this badge for us. That dude lost those tickets for that guy. 713-780-3776.
Here it is, his first major league hit. I pulled it up for you. Look in the background about five rows up.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you find that out, Ocho?
He just learned that this weekend.
Yeah, I didn't know this.
I didn't know this either.
Watch above him. Dodgers fans standing up. There's the moon. Bang.
He banged it.
Yep.
713-780-3776. Thomas, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that Forrest Whitley must be really bad if Brandon Beilak's still a starter.
How about
yeah,
that?
Boy, you did learn that.
Yeah, we learned that. All you have to do is look at the numbers. All you have to do is Beilak. I am not Childish Altuve says, "Oh, Granato, he must be related to Beilak." Listen, if Beilak's gone as soon as McCullers gets here, but Beilak, I'd rather have Beilak. I would rather have Beilak than Trevor Bauer. Yes, okay. Childish Altuve, yes. I would rather have Beilak.
Yes, some people aren't terrible people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like you. Childish Altuve.
Says your terrible thing, terrible things you say on a regular basis.
Alan, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Yes, I learned that Dusty Baker is so old that he invented the high five.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Dusty Baker did invent the high five.
You just learned that this weekend, yeah.
He did invent the high five. It was in the 70s.
Yeah.
Like 73 or something like that?
Yeah. Somebody was coming off the field after a homer. Maybe he homered. And mm-hmm. they just went high instead of low five or shaking.
It wasn't even a five. I don't know what. It's hard to assume. Like, what did you do before then? How did you congratulate? I guess just handshake.
Handshake. Yeah. Well done, sir. Well done, sir. Yeah.
Dusty invented the high five.
He did. Jimmy, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Yeah, if you're on a plane from Houston to New York and a good portion of those passengers are teenage baseball players from an academy, the one New Yorker calling them cheaters shouldn't probably do that because teenagers are going to be teenagers and probably fart the whole time all the way to New York.
Did he just say fart the whole time?
Oh, wait, That's how they got him back.
Seemed like a good way to get someone back.
That seems like an excellent way to get people back. It's nonviolent, but it's silent, but violent on your nose.
But not if you're the rest of the. Well, you don't like it.
Respiratory system.
Well, yeah, but you don't like it if you're the rest of the plane.
No. It is nose violence. There's no question about that. Peter, what did you learn this weekend?
I didn't know that was a thing called...
the team beat the snot out of the guy. Instead, they farted on him.
I know. I didn't know that it was... Yeah, that's what I thought was going to happen.
Yeah, right. So
I mean, I've seen enough videos where...
Much better outcome.
Yeah, that's the way to handle it, kids.
Yep. Peter, what did you learn this weekend?
I learned that the Suns owner learned to flop just like Chris Paul and Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Man, if you didn't see that, Jokic puts a forearm in his chest. The arms go up and he falls backwards.
Right.
Must know is somebody was going to catch him.
If Jokic gets suspended for that, I swear to God, you can't. The owner cannot flop and there's going to be a suspension for it.
He could have been hurt badly, John.
Oh, stop. Get out of the way. You know what?
Don't put your hands on
him. Jokic was right.
Jokic said, I just knew a fan put his hands on him.
Yep.
And I just pushed him out of the way.
You
know what? LeBron would have had him kicked out of the game.
Oh, yeah.
Well before it ever got to that.
He ain't kicked
out. He would have had the owner kicked out.
That would have been interesting. Who's going to kick
the owner kicked out of the owner's stadium. I mean,
yeah. That would have been interesting.
The LeBron Karen move where he just points.
Gabe, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that Paige Spearneck had to adjust her golf swing to accommodate her two largest assets.
Mm.
Did she really, John?
I don't know that, but I could imagine. I can only imagine.
Did you learn that? Man.
I don't know. Well, now listen.
True.
That's how Wright, he got kicked off of the CBS broadcast.
I was going to say, this feels like something innocuous that starts up and ends up getting people fired.
No. He talked about Laura Davies' large bosomness. Uh-huh. And she had to swing around those guys, and he ended up getting fired by CBS for it.
Ben Wright.
Ben Wright.
Yep.
Ben Wright. Yep. Yeah, so I don't want to talk about Paige's. I'd much rather talk about Paige than Laura Davies.
You know Ben Wright died?
Yeah, he died. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I'd much rather talk about Paige Spironek than Laura Davies, but we can't hear because of HR. Underrated mess. What did you learn this weekend?
I learned that old white guy should keep his museum trips to himself.
Oh my God. We can't even play it. Dwayne Kuiper?
Oh,
with the A's?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's interesting. Clearly
he doesn't want to drop an N-bomb on the air when there's talking about the Negro League museums.
Yeah.
Along with Dallas Braden, where they're talking about what they had a great time.
Yeah.
The word just like, man, it didn't. I was trying to think, like, okay, he could have said it really fast, but it's so...
I know.
I don't know that he survives this one.
I don't either. I don't. No, well, he did. He got suspended.
That's surviving.
Yeah.
That's surviving.
Well,
I said survives this one.
Yeah.
We'll see. It's the A's. No one's in the stands. Like,
no one's
way
watching.
More people care that, like, how are the A's fans okay with this? A's fans? Mm-hmm. Have you seen a game? This is not a joke. I don't think the A's are getting 800 people in the stands.
No. I don't think they did before either. But it's even more noticeable.
It makes me want to go to an A's game because I can get the best seats I've ever had.
Absolutely.
But then I had to go to Oakland. And I don't...
No, I've been to a game there. It's awful.
For what?
Awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you give me tickets for 50 cents, I would want to say. But then.
They give away tickets. They give away tickets.
Who does?
Just to come into the park. No. They're it's like you get like 40 games for $99. Right now, there's a deal, 40 games for $99.
Why don't they just open up the thing and just
they want to sell a hot dog. So they give
Well, then why don't they just say, okay, 1 hour, 30 minutes before the game, well, you guys can just come in.
Yeah.
And sit wherever you want.
Yeah.
Why don't they do that?
Do you remember when Kansas was beating Oklahoma this past year?
Yeah.
They said...
And everyone tried to run back in?
No, they said, please,
oh,
fill
they
up
let
the stadium. Everybody,
yeah.
Come on in. Everybody, you get in
for
free
big,
right now.
For the big
at
upset,
halftime.
Yeah.
Come on. Everybody, come on. Keith, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that the Houston Dynamo have allowed 0 goals in 5 home games this season.
Ooh.
Sneaky good team.
I just learned that now. I didn't even learn that this weekend. I learned that this week.
I've been knowing that.
You didn't know that. Mm-hmm. You didn't know anything about the Dynamo.
Everybody who knows something about sports knew that.
Okay, stop. You didn't know one thing about the Houston Dynamo. Name one player.
I always screw her last name up. Ulin, I think it is.
The Dynamo?
Uh-huh.
You don't know
one. Oh, no, that's the Dash.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was getting my lies mixed up.
Oh my gosh.
Carrie with an A.
Well, I don't know her name on the Dynamo.
His name. I don't know what the pronouns are, but his name is Carrie.
Cody, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I think he's German. So there's a
I learned that playing golf in the Catskill Mountain Range in New York is a lot harder than playing golf in Texas.
How about that? It is going to be harder.
Why? All the elevations?
Up and down. Up and down.
Up and down.
Different grass. All kinds of stuff that makes it
difficult. Laser Zoysia.
He was up in the Catskills this weekend.
That's,
how about
sounds
that?
Nice.
That sounds something bad.
I bet it wasn't as warm as here.
I bet it was
the
beautiful.
The blanket of humidity was one of the heaviest blankets I've ever felt.
Yeah.
I was like,
it was rainy this weekend here, wasn't it?
It was on Saturday.
Yeah.
Feels like got to 102.
Oklahoma was beautiful.
On Friday, the feels like got to 102. I was like, what is this? 102?
That's it. 7:59. Well done, people. What'd you learn this week on one sentence?
Job.
Well done. Well done.
I learned that pretty much every time that Jesse Plemons is on a show, it's going to be, number one, a critically acclaimed show. But they're usually pretty good. Breaking Bad. Jesse Plemons is the guy who was the right. So who's the main character? He's the redhead, him in Friday Night Lights. Who was the main character he was friends with? He wasn't the sports guy. Remember, Jesse Plemons wasn't the sports guy. He was the friend of whoever the main character. Maybe it was the quarterback. I'm trying to remember who he was the friends of. Then he was in Breaking Bad.
Oh, this guy. Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know him. Everyone. I may be saying the name Jesse Plemons. He's been in Black Mirror. He was the one on Breaking Bad that killed somebody.
He was in The Irishman. The cowboy movie.
Yeah.
That came out recently.
That won awards.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Benedict Cumberbatch. Yeah,
exactly.
He was in Black Mirror, an episode of that. Now he's in Love and Death, which is phenomenal.
Love and Death is phenomenal.
Love and Death is really good.
Oh, we got to watch
that. Really, really good.
Got to watch that.
He also, I just learned today that he lost about 70 pounds, and now he's super skinny.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like that on Love and Death. I didn't realize he had gained a bunch of weight for this mob boss for Black Mass, I guess. I don't think I ever saw that one.
I haven't seen it either. But, apparently he was in Breaking Bad. He was in, what's the name of that movie that he was in, the cowboy movie that he was in?
Love Actually.
That's not it. That's really not
Notting
the cowboy
Hill?
Movie. That's not it. No. All right, we're going to take a break. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you want to get in here, anything that you want to talk about, you are more than welcome to do that. Right now, I'm talking about H.R.P. You see that? Talking about Glenn Kuiper and his mistake. Didn't even bring it up, and I didn't even get fired. How about that? I didn't even get fired when I was talking about other stuff that I could have gotten fired for, but I didn't, so I don't need H.R.P. However, H.R.P. is here for you if, in fact, you have any employee that makes a bad, bad mistake and you want to handle it HR-wise. You got H.R.P. there for you because they know more about the HR game than you do, and you could make a critical mistake for your business. Don't do it. Don't make that critical mistake. What you need to do is get through it with H.R.P. Get through all of your payroll. Get through all of your taxes. I mean, tax season just came and went. Did you have a problem with it? Did you try to do it yourself? Are you sure you did it right? Are you sure you're not going to get fined by the government because you made mistakes in your Affordable Care Act? Because that ain't going anywhere. It's still here. And they have experts at H.R.P. that are going to handle that. You're looking for the best way to get through all of your issues HR-wise, payroll-wise, and tax-wise. You got it with H.R.P. They're going to customize a plan perfect for you as opposed to all these other cookie-cutter places that are going to make you take all of their pricing on their payroll and benefits packages, which H.R.P. gives you options for. You're looking for the best way to get the payroll? HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.